time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. We're going on 6 years of good music and good company at pubsong.com. Grab a pint, sláinte.
Whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey killed me poor old dad, Whiskey Johnny. And whiskey drove me mother mad, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey killed me brother Ben, Whiskey Johnny. It always was the world began, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I took my gal to a whiskey mill, Whiskey Johnny. We drank whiskey and I gave her my fill, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey from an old tin can, Whiskey Johnny. I'll drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I drink it hot and I drink it cold, Whiskey Johnny. I drink it new and I drink it old, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Whiskey up and whiskey down, Whiskey Johnny. Whiskey all around the town, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey here and whiskey there, Whiskey Johnny. I'll drink whiskey everywhere, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. I'll drink whiskey in a noose, Whiskey Johnny. And I'll drink whiskey with Dr. Seuss, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Glass of grog for every man, Whiskey Johnny. And a bottle full for the shanty man, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Come along, boys, and pull with a will, Whiskey Johnny. We're almost through, we can go it still, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny, oh. Oh, whiskey is the life of man, Whiskey Johnny. I drink whiskey when I can, whiskey for my Johnny.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. I am a Celtic geek musician and your podcast host. You notice the geek part. I added that in recently just because I am a geek. And what can I say? A lot of the stuff that I do and play is, well, it's either Celtic or it's geeky. There's a lot of fun stuff. In fact, I have a new video that I just finished recording, writing and recording with the help of a bunch of gunrunners on my Facebook page. And it is a video called the La La Song, La 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 Song, actually. I think it's just called La La La. And it was written originally for Sesame Street. Bert and Ernie sing it together. La 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 la, light bulb. La 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 la, lamppost. You know, it's a really cute little song. And I started thinking, just because I've been watching too many videos of Sesame Street and listening too much. I have these Sesame Street albums that I got for my daughter. And I got all excited and said, wouldn't it be cool to have a sci-fi version of this? So I recorded one. There's a new video. You can check it on my YouTube page. Go over there, check it out. Maybe I'll put a recording in here as well next time. But right now, it's time. There's a whole bunch of events that are happening this month in September. So we have September 17th, which is today, halfway to St. Patrick's Day. September 19th is Talk Like a Pirate Day, and September 22nd is Hobbit Day. Which do you celebrate? How about all of them? Let's do a little bit of each. So, of course, I kicked off the show with Captain Blackjack Murphy with Whiskey Johnny. A little pub song there for you. It's from, speaking of Dr. Seuss, too. Pogue Mahone means Kiss My Arse. That album, that CD is no longer available. It's now only available as a downloadable album. You can get it through iTunes, Amazon, anywhere you want. Captain Blackjack Murphy, look for it. And there's a lot of news that I want to share with you and things that are going on. The biggest, number one, top of the news is my big event this weekend, which is I'm doing a Top the Charts event. Now, if you're not familiar with Top the Charts, basically we're going to, with your help, we're going to send one of my songs up to the top of the charts on iTunes and Amazon, and all it's going to cost you is 99 cents. You're going to buy Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, it's the title track of my latest album, and that's all it takes. If you haven't already bought the album, you can buy the album as well. But first, buy the single. That's the first. Buy the single, and then you can also add on the rest of the songs if you want, if you haven't gotten it. I hope you got to hear it. If you haven't, the show right before this was a special feature where you got to download and listen to the entire show for free. I did that because I want you to, know what the album's about. I decided to give this, that people have talked about it many times, and I've done it a few times. I always feel, a little bit, worried and concerned that people might not, I don't know, they won't buy the CD, and maybe that's the case, but I decided, what the heck, Hobbit Day is coming up, I want as many Hobbit fans and Lord of the Rings fans, and for that matter, Celtic music fans to hear it. I originally released it on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, and it's free, so go listen to it if you haven't already. You'll hear the track I'm going to play in just a moment. But if you want to help out in the Top the Charts events, go to markgun.com/drinkingwithhobbits or follow the link in the show notes. You will also get a free MP3. You might have heard that in a couple shows past. Free MP3 that is totally unreleased at present. And I want you to have it as a gift for helping me top the charts. But mostly, I just want you to help me. I need as much help as I can, because we could do some great stuff if we work together. All right. All that is said, now it is time to play Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, the single. And then we'll get back with some more news and whatnot.
Mark, where have you been? You're drunk. Ooh, what dwarf mind did you crawl out of this time?
Don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
They were thoughtful and kind when they invited me to drink, a lone human among hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. Brew a strong, my glass never empty, as if time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there.
Sir, you're right.
Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
You may wonder how it all happened.
Well, yes.
Well, I'm still wondering what happened to. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end.
Oh, dear, they
don't go drinking with hobbits, sure you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.
When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables,
and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head, it was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover.
Probably not.
From the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again. At least till I see them next year.
Woo! Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friend, you may not want to wake up at all.
No, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long.
But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends,
you may not want to wake up at all.
Well, as I said, there's a bunch of little things going on halfway to St. Patrick's Day. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It started off as Arthur's Day, which is a tribute to Arthur Guinness, who created Guinness. And it's turned into a big-time holiday all around the world, it seems like. I just saw the Dropkick Murphys are doing a halfway to St. Patrick's Day tour. And I tried to book my own show. I'm having trouble finding booking shows here in Birmingham. So maybe I, you know, need to look outside it, or maybe I just need someone's help, or maybe I need to get off my butt and actually pick up the phone a little bit more often. Those are all little issues. I'm not a fan of booking. I've mentioned that many times before. Booking is not my strong suit because I have a mild phobia of picking up the phone. I don't know if you're like this. Some of you might be, but it's not that I'm you know, terrified of picking it up. It's just that it's an extra little thing that just a little hindrance, and that's the reason I call it a phobia, but it's a little hindrance of I don't want to pick up the phone. And I answer my phone when someone calls me, and even sometimes when they don't, or when someone calls who's I don't know who they are, sometimes I do that a little bit too much. But when it comes to actually picking it up and saying, hey there, I want to book my show with you know, I'm just not, it's not my strong suit. I'd rather, sometimes I've gone down to places and talk to him directly. Tried talking to the pub in Mount Laurel, and unfortunately they didn't get back to me, the new booking agent. I think they realized that one of the big problems, at least what I've encountered a lot of places in the South with when it comes to pubs, is that people don't go to Irish pubs to listen to Celtic music. They go to Irish pubs to drink beer, and that's what they think of as Irish. Which is kind of a shame. I think that's the case. But most of the pubs, in Irish pubs that you find throughout the South, Texas, I know, had quite a few of those like that. So same with most of the places I've been. In New Orleans, the same. So it's a little stigma, and understandable. You know, I was talking to someone the other day, and they were saying, oh, well, there's this pub here. You could go try out that, you know, Irish music in pubs. But, you know, admittedly, most Irish musicians don't entirely want to play pubs either. So it's another thing because, well, number one, there's a lot of them are smoky. That's not the case. Birmingham just went smoke-free. Yay. But there's also other reasons that they just, you know, they just don't want to play those sorts of venues. And I admit it, you know, you want to play to people who actually want to hear your music and might, you know, buy your CDs. I love playing Moonlight on the Mountain here in Birmingham, and I would love to do it again at some point when I can. But the trick is that I'm trying to build a fan base locally, and until I can build a fan base here in town, it's makes it difficult to actually book a venue and know that you will have a full audience. So nevertheless, still working on that aspect. Let's play some more music. Now, this coming weekend is a Sherwood Celtic Music Festival, and I have way too many shows. I think I have 3 shows a day plus a workshop. Ah! And I also have a 4th show, which is the Brobdingnagian Bards Reunion Show. 1 a day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Page, Texas, at what's also the Sherwood Renaissance Festival. So if you want to see me perform, or the Brobdingnagian Bards perform, come check it out. So in the meantime, here are the Brobdingnagian Bards with Old Dun Cow.
Some friends and I in a public house were planning to give a chance one night. Went into the pub, a fireman ran, his face all chalky white. What's up, says Brown, have you seen a ghost? Have you seen your Aunt Mariah? Me Aunt Mariah be buggered, says he, the bleeding pub's on fire. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he was laughing at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came a knocking at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dun cow caught fire. Oh, well, says Brown, what a bit of luck. Everybody follow me. It's down to the cellar. If the fire's not there, we'll have a grand old spree. So we went down after good old Brown. The booze we could not miss. And we hammered there 10 minutes or so till we were all quite pissed.
But Hobby.
And there was Brown. He was upside down. He was laughing at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dun cow caught fire. Then Smith walked over to the port blind tub, gave it a few hard knocks. Started taking off his pantaloons, like Wise's shoes and socks. Oh, no, says Brown, you can't do that. You shouldn't do that round here. Now go wash your troughs in the port blind tub when we've got Guinness beer.
Words to live by.
And there was Brown, he was upside down, he was lapping in the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dun cow caught fire. Then there came through the old back door the vicar of the local church. And when he saw our drunken ways, he began to scream and curse. Ah, you drunken sods, you heathen clods, you've taken to a drunken spree. And he drank up all the Benedictine wine, and you didn't save a drop for me.
Catch you at the pub next week, Father.
Okay, and there was Brown. He was upside down. He was laughing at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dun cow caught fire. Then there came an awful crash, had the bloody roof gave way.
Oh,
we was almost drowned in the fireman's hose, but still we was gonna stay. So we got some tacks and some old wet sacks, we nailed ourselves inside. We sat there drinking the finest rum till we was bleary-eyed. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he was laughing at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old dun cow caught fire. Later that night when the fire was out, we came up from the cellar below. Our pub was burned, our booze was drunk, our heads was hanging low. Oh, look, says Brown, with a look quite queer. Seems something raised his ire. Now we gotta get down to the Irish Dragoon, it closes on the hour. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he was lapping at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, drunk when the old gun caught on fire. And there was Brown, he was upside down, he was lapping at the whiskey on the floor. And Fizz, Fizz, the fireman cried as they came and knocked at the door. Well, don't let him in till it's all drunk up. Somebody shouted McIntyre. And we all got blue, blind, paralytic, pissed when the old dun cow caught fire.
Now, I did get a great little show at Dragon Con with Tom Smith, the sci-fi drinking songs. It's going to be coming to this podcast hopefully in the weeks to come. I haven't gotten a copy of that recording yet. I'm hoping everything worked out, but I haven't heard from them at all. So I will be checking back on that. Hopefully I will provide that link direct to this show and you can enjoy some great sci-fi drinking songs coming to you from yours truly, Mark Gunn and Tom Smith, the world's fastest filker. Other things I've been working on, I've been working on ebooks, and you know, I mentioned this on my Facebook about, you know, working on these ebooks, or maybe it was my blog, I don't remember, but people were asking what kind of ebooks you're doing, and you know, there's this thing, it's wild and crazy. Sometimes it actually helps when you actually have a target market. But most of what I've been working on, I do have a sort of a target market, but it's just not a very smart one. And so, you know, the things I can really know I can write a good ebook on, music marketing. And I have a whole bunch of articles I published many years ago through my Bard's Choir newsletter, and it's gotten really popular. Now I just need to update it a little bit and publish it. And I've had this on the back burner for about 5 years or longer. 7 years. A long time. So it's still coming together. There are other things that have come to mind, and I might see about doing something with cats. I am planning on doing an ebook, or at least a children's book. I guess I shouldn't even mention this, but oh well, I already started it. So with Amanda Carmen, who is an artist out of Georgia, a fantastic artist. She is doing a cover for my Dragons vs. Pirates CD, which will come out with Captain Blackjack Murphy. But she's a fantastic artist, and she was really inspired with various stuff. And one of the things I would talk to her about, she loves cats. And, you know, love my Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers CDs. So I thought, why not see if she'd like to work on a little project where we put together a children's book featuring basically the stories, the pictured stories from the lyrics from my CDs. So the first one I told her to work on was A Cat Named Rover, which I think is probably the most... It's got a great story. It's just a great story. And I can add the extra verse. There was a verse that was cut out from the recording. My producer just felt like it went too long. But it kind of really... only problem is it kind of misses the whole punchline of the entire story. So you can stay tuned for that as well. So speaking of that, I may as well go ahead and play A Cat Named Rover. This is from Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lover.
Named Rover came over the hill and jumping through the grass so shady. He yowled and meowled till some stones flew down, and he won the hers of a lady kitty. She left her favourite scratching post, she left her Manx cat lover, she left her human and her fancy feast bowl for a yowling cat named Rover. Meow-de-do, meow-de-do, lady. Meow-de-do, meow-de-day-dee. He yowled and meowed till some stones flew down, and he won the purrs of a lady kitty. She left behind her favorite cat one, the shoe she shred of Spanish leather. They yowled and meowed, then some boots flew down as they ran off together. Meow-de-do, meow-de-do, day-day. Meow-de-do, meow-de-day-dee. He yowled and meowed till some stones flew down, and he won the purrs of a lady kitty. Last night she napped on a goose with her bed, but she ripped a hole in the covers. Tonight no feathers will be in her mouth as she sleeps near to a cat named Rover. Meow-de-do, meow-de-do, lady. Meow-de-do, meow-de-day-dee. He yowled and meowed till some stars flew down, and he won the purrs of the lady. Searched the valley all over, a grassy knoll. The willow tree's leaves bent on over. A large cat sat as he cleaned his tail, and he recognized the cat named Rover.
Meow did oh, meow did oh.
Fancy beast can rip open. How can you leave your Manx cat love? All for a cat named Rover.
Meow did oh, meow did oh, die day. Meow did oh, meow did day.
Upcoming shows, of course, this weekend, Sherwood Celtic Music Festival, October 5th through 7th. The weekend there, I'm in New Orleans for Contraflow. This is my first time at that convention. I'm really looking forward to it. Then the following weekend is Constellation in Huntsville. And then the weekends of 19th through the 21st is Stone Mountain Highland Games, just outside of Atlanta. I have a few shows a day. I haven't really checked up the schedule yet. But I know I've several shows there. In fact, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is sponsoring that festival as well. And then for the full run of the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, I will be out there working it. I don't have a stage. Well, I don't have a formal stage. We'll see how it's going to work out. Right now, if you want to find me, you go to there is a stage name that over by the wine tasting booth. Madame Giselaine set up a lovely little tiny stage, and it was originally the stage was for pretty much created for Owen Fife to play on, and unfortunately Owen passed away, so the stage will be empty. The only question is how we're going to do it, to actually, if I'm going to have shows or if I'm going to just say, you know, it'll just be walk-bys, you know, walk by, I'll play you a song. That busking has never been my strong suit. So in that aspect, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know how profitable it will be. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned for that. But I will be at the whole festival, so come check me out. Now, also, I set up the Celtic Invasion of Scotland. It is official. I'm still working on a lot of the details, but you can reserve a spot. Already half the spots have been taken. I have 7 people currently on my list, who have signed up to join the Celtic Invasion of Scotland. I'm aiming at 13. If the demand gets strong enough, I might go tonight to what, I guess 17 or 18, I think I can do, but it's really largely dependent on the timing. So, because if a whole bunch of people do it in the next, you know, 4 months, no problem. But, you know, by Christmas time, probably by January, if I don't have, you know, 15, 16 people, then I'm probably going to skip the 19 group and go straight for the 13 that is my original number. The reason is 13 is because the way I'm doing this, currently planning on doing this, is we're driving. We will get into cars and we will drive around the countryside in 3 different separate cars, so 5 people per car, which might be a little bit packed. I might change that a little bit. We'll see how it works out. That's one of the neat things about these trips. There's a lot of flexibility. It is completely different. But someone wrote me and they asked me, they said, I don't drink. Is that going to be a problem? And it's really kind of funny. When the Brobdingnagian and Bards first did our trip, man, I got blitzed. Second year, same thing. Blitzed. After that, all the Celtic invasion vacation trips have not been most, there haven't been a lot of big drinkers there. The casual drinkers, yes. So usually we get a little bit of beer and such. This past trip, though, whoa. There was one guy on the trip who did a lot of, potentially a lot of drinking, and he didn't even do that much. So the answer to your question is no, you don't have to be a drinker to join these trips. I think that's, it seems to me fairly obvious that a lot of my fans are not heavy drinkers. They like drinking songs, which, what are drinking songs? They're sing-alongs. So they're fun songs that you can sing along to. So there's your answer to that. That is about all that I have for today. I was trying to whip this show out because it is halfway to St. Patrick's Day, and I hope you enjoyed what you heard. If you did, visit the website. It's pubsong.com. You can check out the show notes, find links, and buy some CDs, support the music. You can also get some t-shirts and whatnot through my Celtic Music CD store at celticmusic.org. There's, I think, my Kilted for His Pleasure t-shirts are still on sale. They're going to stay at 50% off. You can get them for $10. Plus shipping, just head on over to the website and place an order. It's a pretty awesome deal. And, and of course, don't forget, this Saturday at noon Central Standard Time, I want you to buy Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits, the single, on iTunes and or Amazon. I really would appreciate your help. It would be awesome if we could send that to the top of the charts on those two sites. So thank you again for all your help, for listening and enjoying. And we're going to finish it up with Soul of a Harper. This is The Parting Glass. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I've spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, was done to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memories now I cannot recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, she alone has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Find out more about the artists in this show when you post your feedback on the website. And as always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, then tell your friends to visit pubsong.com.